This song is on Zoe's album. This is called Greatest Weapon of All Time. You can put your hands together. You know it.
Feel free to clap your hands, y'all. This is recorded. This is a song that, we really want to do this just, just to really give light to just the songs. And a lot of times, when we do records, particularly when me and Nick was working on Authenticity, we just really want to do songs that were a lot more stripped down and songs that were just really, you know, stripped down to the basic elements. And, you know, during the time I was listening to like a lot of just songwriters, you know what I'm saying, that that I just grew up listening to. And a lot of times, like, I've learned that, like, a song, you know, when you get older, it means something totally different to you than it does, you know, when you're younger, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just sometimes for better and sometimes for worse, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it can be some songs that you hear and, you know, it goes for the worse. Like, you know, I was breaking down Poison the other day and shit, and I was like, yo! Now, I wasn't Poison, it was Do Me, but backstage, underage, adolescent, I was like, yo!
Wow.
This nigga is bugging.
Wow.
Action took place, hey, no!
No.
Nigga, that'll get you 5 to 10. But you don't notice those things until you get older. So, this was a song that I listened to, like, just, you know, in college, you know, when I was, like, young and stuff. And the lyrics of it, you know, just really hit me, you know what I'm saying, once you get older, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, this is also a song that also has a special place in my heart because it was written by a fellow North Carolinian, a famous North Carolinian. So this is our take on that.